Botswana's Environment and Tourism Minister Nanik Makhwinja says Africa must speak with one voice despite the peculiar challenges each region faces. Makhwinja spoke Monday during the opening of the four-day meeting.
We are cognizant that the challenges that we face are diverse, and there is no silver bullet to address these challenges. We call upon these countries to engage with us before they adopt measures that may undermine our efforts to conserve our wildlife heritage and sustainable development goals.
In 2022, delegates from Africa attended talks in Panama on the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora, or CITES. They were divided over elephant management. Southern African nations want CITES to relax measures on elephant trade, but some parts of the continent, particularly eastern and western areas, want stricter controls. Dan Chalenda is a conservationist scientist on the wildlife trade based at the University of Oxford. He says this week's meeting in Botswana might not address all concerns given the uneven distribution of the animals across the continent.
I think the meeting provides an opportunity for African countries to come together and discuss trade in African elephants. And I'd expect them to find common ground on some issues, but not all, recognizing the different status of the species and policy environments across the continent.
The meeting is open to governments, but non-profit conservation organizations are not invited. Local conservationist Isaac Theophilus of the Botswana Wildlife Producers Association says delegates from countries that oppose trade in elephants should get a chance to see the impact of human-wildlife conflict.
Just from the start, we have two opposing blocs that will be sitting around the same table to look at issues relating to elephant management. My hope and wish is that those states attending would have an opportunity to interact with the people in the area, go out to some of the nearest communities and get first-hand information relating to problems associated with living with an increasing elephant population.
Veterinarian and wildlife management expert Dr. Eric Ferrian says trade in live elephants poses logistical challenges.
Transporting elephants from one country to another brings with it some challenges. Obviously, most of these challenges relate to logistics. They're bulky animals. It's very, very expensive to transport them. And when you're talking about females and calves, you have to take your family groups in one. So the capacity to transport large numbers of elephants are limited.
Africa's elephant population is estimated at 415,000, with more than half of the number living in southern Africa. Mqondisi Dube, VOA News, Gaborone, Botswana.